Hello, everybody. My name is William Porter. Welcome to this edition of Storytelling Time. This program is brought to you by Every.Black Entrepreneurs Network. The following is an interview I granted to Sandy B., an Every.Black member. It begins with a brief excerpt from the interview, followed by the full interview. Here is the brief excerpt.
It's not that you're focused on the future, on what's ahead, but by knowing that the future is secure, you're able to live a life of joy in the present. And I use the analogy of a farmer. The farmer knows that he's going to get a good harvest if he plants his crops, or at least plants the seed,
yes,
knowing that the seed will germinate in the ground and will come up as a plant. And of course, he has to water the soil as well as to nurture the plant after it comes out of the ground. And eventually, after 3 or 4 months, he will have a harvest. Mm-hmm. But what happens is that the farmer anticipates having that harvest. And the thing about anticipation is that he does not simply wait for the harvest to come. It's something that he has to do.
Now, here is the full interview.
Welcome, new and old listeners. This is your host, Sandy B., and I invite you to enjoy this episode.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the 90 Day Wins, Every.Black Entrepreneurs of Excellence series. I'm your host, Coach Sandy B., and today I have another exciting guest, Dr. William Porter. Welcome, Dr. Porter.
Thank you.
I am so glad you're here. So today, before we get started, I would like for you to share a little bit about yourself, and then we'll go into the questions.
I'm an author. I write inspirational books.
Yes.
Both nonfiction and fiction. Currently, I've been writing fictional novels, spiritually focused, biblically based stories about how people get into and manage their relationships. And currently I'm writing my 7th novel, which is due to be published later this year or early next year. And so that's what I'm doing now.
Awesome.
I'm a novelist.
Awesome. You're a novelist. Yes. Very cool. So what inspired you to start your business and the work that you do as a writer? What inspired you to do this?
I'll say that I'm a retired college instructor, professor, and I retired back in 2010. And when I retired, I wanted to find out exactly what I was going to do in retirement. And I didn't really know at the time what I was going to do. But about 3 or 4 years later, our daughter came home and said that she had ran out of gas. But she also told us that by a miracle, according to her account, she was able to get her vehicle from where she was on the freeway to a nearby gas station about a mile and a half away. And she was able to get the gas that she needed, even though she had no gas in her tank. And I decided to write a story about that particular situation. My daughter is an architectural engineer, and so she's a professional. She travels a lot. At the time, she traveled a great deal in the Caribbean. And so I decided to write a true story about that particular situation, as well as her overall work as a architectural engineer and her travels. Mm-hmm. So that's how I got started writing my first nonfiction books. I've written 2 nonfiction books. And I think the first was published back in 2015.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about your business.
Well, that is my business. I'm an author. I write, as I said, inspirational books. And the exciting thing is that I'm able to tell people what I do, the stories that I write about. And it's very interesting because as I tell my stories, I run into people who then tell me their story. Many of these stories I've been able to place in my books, especially the nonfiction books, when I was writing about the extraordinary, unusual, and sometimes miraculous things that happen to people that they tell me about. And of course, they agreed for me to do that. And as a result, I ended up writing my first two nonfiction books, Life in the Spirit and Miracles in the Lives of Ordinary People, back in 2015 and 2016.
Nice, nice. So let's talk about some challenges you've faced and what you've had to overcome being an author and learning about people in different stories. Can you share any challenges or any, challenges that you had to go through in writing and putting out work and how you were able to overcome them?
Well, the first challenge I had was when I completed my first book, Life in the Spirit. As I said, I completed that book, I may have said, in 2015. And it was really miraculous how I got involved with the publisher. I knew I wanted to have a publisher help me publish my book.
Yeah.
And so I went on the internet and started to look for Christian publishers who dealt primarily with wholesome material, things like that. And so the first company that I accessed was a Christian publisher. And I thought that was miraculous because there are hundreds and maybe thousands of publishers out there. But the first publisher that I contacted was a Christian publisher. And I began to communicate with them and they helped me publish my first book. And it was a good book, I thought. And I decided to use them to publish my second book, Miracles in the Lives of Ordinary People. Actually, initially it was Miracles in the Life of Ordinary People, but after 10 or 12 months of writing the manuscript, I sent that manuscript to the publisher, this same publisher that published my first book. And they said it was fine, and therefore I would be receiving copies of my book, Miracles in the Life of Ordinary People, within the next month or so. That was during the Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays.
Okay.
But I waited and waited, and January came of the following year, and I had not received my copies. And I think I ordered maybe something like 100 copies. So I was really eager to get those. But I finally got word from a representative from the company indicating that they had gone out of business and that I would need to find someone else to publish my book. This is after 10 or 12 months of writing and financial commitments. And so that was a challenge, but fortunately I was in the middle of writing what I thought would be my third novel, Heaven Can't Wait. That Heaven Can't Wait, Stories of Dreams, and I was about halfway through writing that particular novel or manuscript. And so instead of following through and trying to correct what they had done or failed to have done, and that is to mail me the copies of my my book, I decided to go ahead and finish the first novel, thinking that that would be my third book, but actually it became my second book, Heaven Can't Wait, Dreams. And that was published in the summer of 2017, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, what happened was that I also used that particular time to go back and review and revise the nonfiction book, Miracle in the Life of Ordinary People. And the contents of that book were vastly improved as I look back over that situation. And in the meantime, I found another publisher that helped me to publish that particular book, and he suggested that I use a new name for it. And that new name was Miracles in the Lives of Ordinary People. And so I've been working with that particular publisher ever since. And so it was, I think a miracle that I was first of all able to find someone else to publish my material.
Yeah.
But it was a trying time because I was denied the work that I had done over the previous 10, 12 months.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a very good period, but actually it came out to be a lot better than I anticipated because the revised copy of Miracles in the Lives of Ordinary People was vastly improved over the previous copy that I'd sent in. So it turned out to be a good thing.
That's interesting, because a lot of times that's what happens with us, right? We are thinking that a situation that, you know, this was out of your control. You just did what you were supposed to do, right? Send it in and follow through, but somehow it didn't work out. But then it did. And so I love the way you talk about it. I'm sure when you were going through it, you were not very happy.
No. Traumatized is a good word for that.
Okay. Okay.
But it worked out, as I said.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Sometimes we just have to know that it will work out, right? We don't know exactly how, but we believe that it will work out. So thank you for sharing that story. So another question for you. How do you use AI and technology in your business?
Well, I have not. I'm familiar with AI.
Yes.
But I have not utilized AI in my authorship. And so that's all I can say about that.
Let's talk about your membership in Every.Black. Tell me a little bit about how you found this organization and then why you are a part of it.
Well, again, it goes back to 2016, 17, something like that, well before the pandemic. And I went to this networking meeting, and that's when I first met Dr. Davies.
Yes.
And he invited me, as well as a couple other people, to attend a meeting that he was having at that particular time. And he told us what it was about. So I was eager to join. It was very impressive what he said about the meeting, about what he was trying to do with the organization. But what happened over the weekend, I tried to access the website that he offered, but I couldn't access the website. And at the time, I was thinking that maybe this was a bogus situation. I didn't think he was bogus, because I thought he was a genuine person. But
yes,
at the same time, it was during a period when people were very skeptical about new things.
Yeah.
And so I was skeptical as well, since I wasn't able to access the website. But anyway, I was able to go to the meeting, and yeah, I heard, fortunately, something different than what I was thinking. And it was definitely a bona fide organization, and it has been a bona fide and very helpful group to work with since that time.
Yeah. So if there is someone that's listening that hear you talk about your work in publishing, becoming an author, and you shared a little bit about your daughter's story, and what would you tell that person who is interested in storytelling, interested in writing a book, but they don't even know where to start? What would you encourage that person to take one step today? What would you encourage them?
Write inspirational books. Well, I may not have mentioned that, but I do write inspirational books, and the novels that I've written have been spiritually focused, biblically based stories about how people get into and out of relationships and manage their relationships. But the whole premise of what I write about is, as I said, spiritually focused, and I use biblical scriptures quite a bit to go along with the storyline. But to answer your question, I would say that you need to have a step of faith if you want to or desire to be an author, just to step out there and start writing, not just anything, but writing something that you're very familiar with and something that you enjoy. And you might not have all the necessary information that you would like to have, but I found that when you make that first step, God will help you to complete that first step and actually begin to help you with further steps and moving in the direction that you want to move in.
You have big goals, and it's time to start winning. At 90 Day Wins Coaching, I help you stay focused, take action, and achieve real results in just 90 days. No more wishing. It's time for a plan that works and the accountability to get it done. Let's make this your season of success. Sign up today at 90daywins.com and let's get to work.
At least that's been my experience, but you have to start and believe that you can do it. and somehow you will succeed, but you have to start.
Yeah, yeah. So currently, so many people are dealing with transition, and I wondered if you could share a little bit with me. You talked a little bit about 2010 and some transition you had. And so I think it would be helpful if you could share a little bit about your life transition. You talk about children, your profession, you know, you were experiencing some new things, and a lot of people are going through transition right now. And so if you could share a little bit about how you were able to go through those transitions and still have the drive, still have the belief, still know that you were moving towards the goals that you desired for yourself.
Well, sometimes when you go through a transition, you might not know how you're going to get through that transition. You simply know that you need to move forward.
Yeah.
And in my life, back in 2010, I had a number of things that happened to me that were, I guess, critical as far as my transition. For one thing, I was married for 34 years, and my wife at that time had passed.
Okay.
And obviously, that was a transition for me. In addition to that, one of our daughters had given up her position, and I'm talking now about the daughter that I referenced earlier as an architect.
Okay.
She wanted to become employed with the local government here in the Raleigh-Durham area of North Carolina, where we reside. And so she gave up her private to hopefully get a job in that arena with the government, using her skills and her degree and whatnot. And so she had to deal with that, as well as the passing of her mother. It was a trying time on a lot of levels, but somehow we got through that particular transition. Eventually, she did get employed by the local government here in the Raleigh area, as well as me getting back on my feet after losing a spouse. I met someone who I became friends with, and eventually, within a fairly short period of time, we ended up getting married. So I did remarry after my first wife had passed on, but that was a miraculous situation within itself, how that happened, because I had no intention of getting married, certainly, so soon after that traumatic situation. Eventually, maybe, but definitely not within a month or so, or 3 months after losing my wife. But because of events that happened, I met my current wife. And as a matter of fact, that story is in my first book, Life in the Spirit, how miraculously, I believe, we met and developed a relationship, especially after what had transpired. And so anyone who would like to read that story can simply go to the first book that I wrote, Life in the Spirit. You can read the details.
Follow-up to my previous posting in reference to Life in the Spirit by Dr. William Porter. I must say that I was more than thrilled to meet with him yesterday to gain my own personally signed copy of this book. I must also say that from page one, I was captivated by his connections with practical, living, real-life experiences to Scripture. And for me, that is a win-win situation. But look, just don't take my word for it. Actually, yeah, take my word. But also, take a look and read for yourself. Life in the Spirit, Dr. William Porter. You can also access more information online at www.williamporterlife.com. Happy readings!
2010 was a very traumatic year, but in the end, it really didn't turn out to be traumatic as what I first thought it was. And it was traumatic what we were going through. But again, because we continued to move forward in that situation, we were able to overcome those things. My daughter not having a job and me not suddenly not having a spouse. And so things worked out for the better.
I love that. So let's talk about your current novel. And you said it's available coming out later this year, right?
Yes.
So tell us a little bit. I know you told us a little, but tell us a little bit more about this novel and the excitement you have about this new novel.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that question. I'm very excited about this new novel. And it's really a follow-up. It's, as I said earlier, it's the seventh novel, if I'm not mistaken. So I've written quite a few novels in this series, the Heaven Can't Wait novel series. It's a follow-up of the current or the most recent novel that I've written, Heaven Can't Wait, or Can It, The Power of Invitation. That's the title of it. As a matter of fact, I have a copy of it, and I've been waiting to kind of show it. This, I don't know whether you can see it, but this is a copy of it.
Can see it. Yes, yes. Very nice.
But Heaven Can't
Yeah,
Wait.
I can see it. I see the Amtrak, and I see that's the United States on it. Very nice cover.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. And so but basically, I guess to make a long story short, what it's about is this group of individuals who are affiliated with the church. About 8-10 individuals, 12, decided to take this trip across country on Amtrak. And of course, they went through a lot of situations. As it relates to the next book that's coming up, unfortunately, and I don't want to give away a whole lot that's in the book, but there was a misfortune with the lead character in the book. Speaking of transition, that's basically what happened.
Okay.
Which, if we look at it in the natural, is not good. And when something like that happens, as a matter of fact, we don't really like to talk about it a whole lot. I mean, who likes to talk about death? Like that. But anyway, that's what happened because I wanted to keep it real.
Yes.
And that's what happened near the end of this most recent novel. And so the follow-up novel will be about this person in her transition state. And I believe this is something that's a lot different because I'm delving into an area of, in my estimation, is still reality. Again, if you believe in the spirit, and you believe in the afterlife, then all of a sudden it's not necessarily make-believe or something that's kind of mystical. It's real. Because personally, my faith is real. And of course, I know a lot of people believe that. And so anyway, that's the road that I took in writing this next novel. It's about how not only this lead character, but also other characters ultimately in their transition lead this life of joy and peace and all the things that we read and hear about during church sermons and prayer meetings. And we hear I'm sure you're the same way, maybe growing up. I mean, we've all been affiliated with the church and we hear all these grandiose things about heaven and walking around with golden slippers on and this kind of thing. Well, what I try to do in this particular novel is to make it more, I guess, real in a sense than that. And it aligns with my beliefs as well as far as what the future will bring after we transition. And it's, I think, very, very interesting because a lot of the things that we anticipate now, we will get not only later in this life, but also in the life to come, we will be able to enjoy the benefits that the master has made available.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited. You have to, of course, read the book in order to get the details, but I will give you that. So I'm looking forward to it. Should be out maybe around Christmas time, maybe a little after.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, it seems like we got a little sneak peek there. So I'm grateful for you sharing that with us. So let's talk about the message that you would like the audience to get from your books. You take great care to make sure that you are giving a message that is inspiring to your audience. Talk about the message, that underlying message that you have with the books that you write.
I think that one reason why we are able to experience the good things that we are experiencing in the present is knowing that in the future we have something good that awaits us. And even in the scripture, I think it says someplace that if it's only in this life that we have the joy and the peace, then we are most miserable. because you know about all the things that are happening in this particular world, and they're not good to a large extent, especially if you listen to the news and all those things that are going on. But if you have the hope that we have as believers, then it makes the present life that you're living that much more fulfilling. It's not that you're focused on the future, on what's ahead, but by knowing that the future is secure, you're able to live a life of joy in the present. And I use the analogy of a farmer. The farmer knows that he's going to get a good harvest if he plants his crops, or at least plants the seed, knowing that the seed will germinate in the ground and will come up as a plant. And of course, he has to water the soil as well as to nurture the plant after it comes out of the ground. And eventually, after 3 or 4 months, he will have a harvest. Mm-hmm. But what happens is that the farmer anticipates having that harvest. And the thing about anticipation is that he does not simply wait for the harvest to come. It's something that he has to do in order to make that harvest come along. And the same thing is true with us. We have to do something. We have to anticipate our future of joy and peace, not only later in this life, but also in the afterlife, because obviously it's coming to all of us. And so both those situations have to be secure. And by having that perspective, we're able to live a more fulfilling life in the now. And that's what we want to concentrate on, is, but we want to have that perspective as well, knowing that the future is secure. And so having that kind of attitude, I think, is one of the best things anyone who would like to become an author will eventually be successful, and not only an author, but any aspect of life. And again, it's something that you have to love doing.
I appreciate you sharing that. So as we wrap up this session, I am so excited that you were able to come on this podcast and to share about the work that you're doing as an author and how you are using your gifts to help people know that they can choose to have that joy that you just talked about. They can choose to do the things and then being in organizations like Every.Black that allow for you to have the opportunity to network with other people, learn from other people. So many people want to start writing, but they don't know where to start. And by being in an organization to be around someone like you that we can learn from and ask these questions of, I think is definitely a win. And that's why I'm a part of an organization like this. So thank you so much, Dr. Porter, for being here today.
Well, thank you very much. And by the way, I do have a podcast with Every.Black, and I give pointers as to how you can become an author, as a matter of fact, through the podcast that we have through Every.Black. And so I'm very excited about that.
That's it. We can choose to learn together. And with Every.Black, we have so many different opportunities to learn and to grow together. So that's where I am telling my friends, if they are interested in getting plugged in with the people that are being the change, that aren't waiting for things to happen, they are taking action and they are building together. This is the community for that.
No doubt about it. No doubt. No doubt about it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I've really enjoyed being here.
Thank you for listening. And remember, whatever you may be going through, whether good or bad, just keep this in mind that there's always more good things coming your way. We'll see you the next time.